Welcome back to the Tool World Podcast. I'm your host, David Jude. I'm here with Master Jew.
How's it going today, Mr. Jew?
It's going okay.
All right. It's looking good today.
Anyways, this week we're going to be talking a little bit about your opinions on a little bit of competition here.
Competition.
For certain ranks, you have some patterns that are a little bit more difficult than the other.
Right.
Right. So I would probably say in second
Chun Jin versus Dan Gun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But at second dan, you have like Zheng Zhang and Zhu Che
or Kodang. Kodang.
Right. Third dan's you have Yu Sin and Cho Young.
Okay.
But most people would probably go with Yu Sin for whatever reason. Fourth dan, you have Ol Ji or Moon Moo.
Right.
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 One requires a lot more skill sets than the other, probably particularly in the balance or the kicking section of the pattern. Versus like what you might consider like a power type of pattern.
Okay.
Right? All right, so we're going to look at mostly second dons because you might have more people that are second dons or higher rank, so they all kind of know. And so you have Zhu Che or Kodang versus Zheng Zhang. And so my question is, somebody that does a really strong Zheng Zhang versus somebody that does like a, let's say decent.
Kodang
or Zhu Che.
Right.
Right.
And let's just say this, right? Mm-hmm. I think the majority of the people would say, oh no, not Zhu Che or Kodang. Oh my God, I hate that pattern.
Yeah.
I think you hear a lot of that.
Right.
Well, why is that? Well, it is a difficult pattern.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. And it's a lot of body control. You've got to really work on a lot of glute exercise, ab exercise, a lot of training to do, and that's that balance and be able to execute that side piercing kick, slow side piercing kick, and then followed up with a reverse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A lot of body control, and that's just that specific technique. I mean, you've got other aspects of that pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that slow motion back kick, that's a difficult technique as well. And so, yeah, there's a lot of training that's got to go involved. It's a lot easier to just throw punches and kicks and not worry about that body control as much.
Right.
That flying reverse turning kick, sometimes we see flying reverse hooking kick.
Right.
Right. And so that's not an easy technique as well because you've got to jump backwards, execute the technique. So getting back to your question, I kind of think a strong Zheng Zhang versus a okay Kodang, and which one would I vote? I kind of think of it like figure skating or maybe gymnastics. When you do certain techniques, you should get awarded higher value,
mm-hmm.
right? Obviously, yeah, it's, a triple sile cow or whatever you call it, or quadruple sile cow or something. And
mm-hmm.
it's not perfect. They're a little wobbly, but it's a more difficult technique.
Mm-hmm.
And so you should award them a little bit higher. So your comment about a really strong Zheng Zhang
mm-hmm.
and a decent Kodang, right? Which one should win? I think the Kodang should win, even mm-hmm. though it's not perfect.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So a little bit higher, I give it a higher point value for it.
Mm-hmm. But very rarely do you see someone have like a decent, it's either like pretty bad or it's like pretty good, right?
Everyone's good. What are you talking about? Everyone's good. It's just the opinion of that's true. I mean, when you're talking about competition and you're talking about a judge, it kind of depends on what they see and what they like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And someone's a little wobble in the Kodang, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, that's awful. It's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
No, not good
right.
enough. All right. That's just their opinion. Okay, so let's take another look at that. What do you think is a decent Kodang? I mean, let's say the middle side piercing kick, right?
Mm-hmm.
The shoulder line. But they don't do it shoulder line. It's a little bit low.
Okay.
But it is balanced. It's perfect. It's like...
Solid.
Yeah,
I would probably say that's a decent one.
That's a decent. Would you vote for that or not vote for that? It's incorrect because it's not... middle, it's not actually, mm-hmm. let's say it's belt line.
Right,
right,
right.
So technically that it would be incorrect, right?
Yeah, no, that's true. But I would probably still,
solid.
But if it was solid, then I would still take that into consideration of like, yeah, that's pretty decent to have that kind of body control.
Yeah, but would you vote for Kodang or Zheng Zhang?
the way that I'm thinking about it in my head, I'd probably still vote for Kodong.
Right.
But other people might be, they might have different ideas of what they're thinking as
exactly,
well.
Exactly, right? Exactly. And that's also true because we see some that are really flexible and they do the a high side piercing and they rotate and it's nice, and it's good. It's actually incorrect, right?
Right.
But I would go, oh, but that's not right.
Yeah.
But it was really solid. That whole technique was pretty solid.
Right.
I still give it a go. I still give it a win. So to go back to your point, when we're talking about judging and are there favoritism? Well, I don't think of it as favoritism. I think it's what we're used to. If a school that really works on Kodong a lot and they just focusing and really perfecting it, and we're looking for specific, I'm looking for something specific, I tend to vote that way, right?
Right.
And then you look at another school who maybe not do that the way the technique, like the way you do it, is slightly different. And I go, no, that's not right. And so you vote against that. That's just kind of the way it is. Is it favoritism? Yes and no. I kind of think that people don't really cheat like that. I just think that people really, what they vote based on what they think is correct. Mm-hmm. Well, we would hope anyway, right?
The way that I see it too is that Zheng Zhang kind of has like a maximum tier of how good it can look.
Right, because it's pretty fundamental.
It is pretty
really basic.
Right.
There's a lot of good stuff in there.
Yeah.
The dropping to the knee, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. But I think that Kodong or Juche has that kind of opportunity to showcase. And so if you really, really work at it, right, there's kind of no limit of how good it could be. Because there's always areas in it that can always be better, like the flying reverse turning kick or the two-directional kick or the holding the side piercing kick, and those are all really difficult techniques. And so that pattern, the sky is kind of the limit on it, and it could probably, you know, never really be
perfect
of what you think.
Sure, it can. Yes, it can. But yeah, it's just a difficult technique, and I think you just get higher point value. So if it's a decent,
yeah,
I think it beats Zheng Zhang.
So why do people choose to do Yu Sin versus Choi Young? I mean, I think you understand Moon Moo versus Old G. Just Moon Moo in itself is a lot more difficult. Yeah. But you'd probably say that about Choi Young. And yet you don't see a lot of people that opt to do Choi Young. They opt to do Yu Sin.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, to answer your question regarding that, I'm not even sure which pattern most people actually pick. But maybe it is Yu Sin. I'm not sure. And I'm trying to think about which one would I use if I was in competition. Yeah, I think Yu Sin is it's a longer pattern, I think. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the third dan pattern is not too exciting, really.
No,
I don't
not.
Find it to be too exciting. I think that Choi Young is somewhat difficult with that spin reverse. I shouldn't say spin, that's incorrect. That reverse hook kick, right? And because of the footwork, I think that's a little bit difficult in that way. So not too exciting though. And then you got Sun Mil, pretty fundamental, not too exciting. I think there's just more techniques in Yu Sin. And it's a longer pattern that kind of makes it a little bit more interesting. Your thoughts?
No, it's just kind of curious. I think that Choi Young, half the time you're actually facing away from the judges. But Yu Sin, you're pretty much facing the judges until about the last section when you're coming backwards.
Well, that's a good point. If you're good looking, you know, then maybe you want to face the judges.
If you're not
too good looking. Oh, wait. That's not right to say, is that? We all are good looking.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. I would also say probably those that chose to do Zheng Zhang as a second dan probably still continue to do Yu Sin in the third dan. So that's probably why a lot of people will still opt for that because they didn't really work on Juche at the time. And then I'd probably also say that Choi Young, the stances are just... they're just not as strong of stances because you have a lot of rear foot stances. You have a lot of techniques kind of in the same spot.
True.
The stepping is just, it's a little bit different, so I wouldn't say it's as strong of a pattern, just like when you think about it.
But a lot of detail work in that.
You're right, there's a lot of detail work, but.
Yeah, it's not like super exciting though.
Right.
Yeah, you just don't want to be in that rink.
No. Yeah, you just go. But then you move into fourth dan. I mean,
and then that's moo-moo.
It's very difficult, so you got to step up your game.
Yes.
Anyways, let us know your guys' thoughts. As always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Taekwon.